From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker. An American critic once called Mikhail Baryshnikov the most perfect ballet dancer he had ever seen. He's better known these days, though, from his role as Alexander Petrovsky in the last season of the TV series Sex and the City. Now, Baryshnikov is coming to Berklee Repertory Theater, and he's bringing a kind of musical play called In Paris. And Mr. Baryshnikov, In Paris tells the story of two lonely Russian émigrés who fled the Bolsheviks and settled in Paris in the 1930s. Tell us more about these characters.
Well, my character, a retired general, I would say, of White Russian Army, which was kicked by out of Russia by the Red Army, the Bolshevik Army, and he lives in Paris, and he's in mid-60s, which I am myself. And by chance, he meets a very young, beautiful woman in a Russian restaurant in Paris. And this is a short, sort of a classic love story, which ends up in kind of tragic way. It's an adaptation of a short story by a great Russian writer and Nobel Prize laureate Ivan Bunin, who himself lived in exile in Paris and who never returned back to Russia. The director of the play, well-known experimental director Dmitry Krumov, performed in Russian language and in French, the way it's written by Ivan Bunin.
And you've said you've based your character on your father. What did you borrow from him?
Well, vaguely, because I grew up in a military family. He was teaching in military academy in Riga, Latvia. And his whole life was in military, you know. When you're in military, you're always a military man. And certain, maybe, mannerisms I took from behavior of my father.
And this play tells its story through music, song, mime, and videos. How would you describe it?
Well, it's not a musical per se. There is no recorded sounds. You know, all actors are musicians, singers. There is no mime per se. It is not a miming anything, but it's done in a very simple, poetic way.
How about yourself? You do some movement. How do you describe your work these days?
Well, there is a bit of a dancing, actually. This wonderful choreographer, Alexei Ratmansky, contributed to this play. It's in the end sort of a couple of minutes of a pure dance, in fact. But, you know, acting, it's not my first experience in the theater. I've been in a few plays on Broadway, and because I'm not trained formally as an actor, I rely a lot on my instincts as a dancer on stage.
How is it that your dance informs your acting? How does one serve the other?
You know, complexity of dance depends from internal motivation in the movement somehow. I always like to see dance when a dancer gives me that untold story, which gives movement extra complexity. And just the behavior on stage as an actor, while you're walking from point A to point B, it requires internal everyday motivation. You get up and you go and brush your teeth, or for any other reason. The same thing is on stage. You, like James Cagney used to say, you listen to your partner on stage or in the film, and you reply with the truth.
The character you play, I suppose, would love to return to the Russia he remembers before the Bolshevik Revolution. How about yourself? Has it stirred any interest in returning to Russia?
Never crossed my mind.
Why is that?
Many personal and sociopolitical reasons. It's a story for another interview, I guess.
I've read that the Russian crew on the show find your conversational Russian old-fashioned.
Well, it's written in old-fashioned language. You know, it was written in 1930s. The way, let's say, military intelligentsia or just a cultural Russian, which is pretty much disappeared from the everyday language in Russia now.
How does it feel speaking Russian again on the stage after so many years? You've never spoken Russian before.
Well, it's extraordinary pleasure because, you know, it's first of all, it's easier to act, of course, on your mother tongue.
You invested in this production yourself. I read $250,000. Why did you do that?
It was just a practical reason. You know, I liked the story. I found a partner who matched my money, and I didn't want to go to any Broadway producers or any private money.
And yourself putting your own money in the show? Are you going to make that back?
No, you're kidding. No. It's just a love affair. I love theater, and it was. I thought that it's an interesting project, and it was easier to finance this way.
You've danced in the U.S. for decades and starred in a number of movies. Are you surprised that your fame now rests on your part in the final season of the TV show Sex and the City as Carrie Bradshaw's lover?
It was fun. It was a fun adventure, you know. That was quite a tour de force, you know. It's hard work, but we're being next to the wonderful group of wonderful actors who've been, you know, in this story for six seasons, you know. But I always try to put myself on a bit of an edge, you know, and see, can I do it? And not that I was really dying to be in TV sitcom. And I never even heard about the Sex and the City until I was approached by Sarah Jessica. But I've seen a few series, you know, I thought, why not? And I didn't regret this decision. It was a lot of fun.
But you didn't get the girl.
Well, that's life, you know. Sorry.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
In Paris, starring Mikhail Baryshnikov, opens tonight at Berklee Repertory Theater and runs through May 13th. I'm Cy Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.